This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey states new tourism policy is in final stages with focus on sector reforms. Mughlin Narangad Road section to remain closed for a week during daytime from 22nd of December. And five people die as chemical-laden truck collides with vehicles in western state of India. Now the news in detail. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has stated that the new tourism policy is in its final stages. Speaking with journalists today, Minister Pandey said that since the country adopted a federal structure, no new tourism policy had been developed. Minister Pandey further stated that the draft of the new tourism policy is almost complete and discussions are ongoing with stakeholders to draft a new tourism act as well. The minister also mentioned that the ministry is preparing to celebrate Visit Nepal decade from 2025 to 2035. Furthermore, Minister Pandey reiterated that the ministry has prepared an action plan and held a meeting to discuss improving the tourism sector, creating jobs and boosting the economy. Minister Pandey said policy reforms are underway but results will take time. Likewise, Minister Pandey shared on the occasion that two bills have reached the Council of Ministers for splitting the Civil Aviation Authority Nepal CAN into two separate bodies, a service provider entity and regulatory entity. Furthermore, Minister Pandey also stated that issues and problems seen in Nepal Airlines Corporation will also be addressed. As Minister Pandey said, works are being carried out to operate seven twin otter aircraft in seven provinces by the corporation. The Mughlin Narangad section of the Prithvi Highway will remain closed for a week during the daytime from 22nd of December. According to the engineer of the Nagdunga Mughlin Road Project West Section, Vijay Darai, construction activities would be carried out from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. by prohibiting the entry of vehicles. The road section will be closed for 3 hours daily till 28th of December as the road section has to be improved by cutting the rock wall of Pokhare Bhir and Bishaltar. However, movement of ambulances and vehicles of security bodies would be allowed. Similarly, the deadline of the western section of the Mughlin Pokhara Road project has been extended till December 2025. China's Anhui Kai Yuan Road and Bridge Company has pledged to complete the entire construction works in the fresh deadline at the cost of Rs 7.40 billion. Acting Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai led Nepal's delegation to the 24th Senior Officials Meeting of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation BIMSTEC, held virtually from Bangkok on Thursday. Chaired by Deputy Permanent Secretary for Foreign Affairs of the Kingdom of Thailand, also the current BIMSTEC chair, Mr. Paishan Rupanichkij, the meeting included high-level officials from all BIMSTEC member states. In his statement, Acting Foreign Secretary Rai stressed Nepal's progress in the people-to-people contact sector, including culture, tourism and poverty elevation. Acting Foreign Secretary Rai also emphasized the importance of climate financing, connectivity and stronger institutional frameworks within BIMSTEC. The session reviewed various cooperation documents and preparations for the upcoming BIMSTEC summit. Data has shown that more than 14,000 Nepali workers have died while working abroad in the past 15 years. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security released this data on International Migrants Day. The government has been promoting safe and dignified foreign employment through reforms such as free training and ensuring better labour contracts. Migrant remittances play a significant role in Nepal's economy, contributing over a quarter of the national GDP with a 16.5% increase in remittances last year. The Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industries and Korea Importers Association signed a Memorandum of Understanding to promote market for Nepali products and expand investment. FNCCI President Chandra Prasad Thakal and Korea Importers Association KOIMA President Kim Byung-kwang signed the Memorandum of Understanding in the capital city of South Korea. Issuing a press statement, the FNCCI stated that it believes the cooperation will facilitate the expansion of Nepali products in the South Korean market. On the occasion, FNCCI President Hakal underscored the need to strengthen immense economic ties between Nepal and South Korea. Minister for Industry and Supplies Damodar Bhandari witnessed the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding in the Embassy of Nepal in Seoul. Speaking at the event on investment and trade opportunities in Nepal organized by the Nepali Embassy, FNCCI President Hakal said Nepal's young workforce, natural resources and proximity to large markets were important for Korean investors. The Arjun Dhara Municipality in Japa and Tono City of Japan have signed an agreement for establishing sisterly relations. Mayor of Arjun Dhara Municipality, Baldev Singh Gomden and Mayor of Tono City, Kazuhiko Tada, signed the agreement agreeing to collaborate in different areas including agriculture and healthcare. Currently, an 11-member delegation of Japanese Mayor Kazuhiko is in Arjundhara Municipality for a two-day visit at the friendly invitation of Mayor Gomden. Likewise, the Japan delegation also made an on-site visit to Disaster Response Center and Agriculture Market developed in Arjundhara. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 5 people have died and over 35 others were injured after a truck carrying a chemical substance hit other vehicles in India's western state of Rajasthan early today. Local police confirmed that the mishap occurred on the Jaipur-Ajmer highway near the Bhankrota area. According to Sinhua, there were a couple of petrol pumps in the immediate vicinity of the site of the mishap, which were fortunately safe. The injured, many of whom were in serious condition, were rushed to the government hospital in the state capital city of Jaipur. The death toll is feared to rise. The fire engulfed nearly 40 vehicles, including trucks and private cars. Fire tenders faced a tough task conducting the fire. A new report by Doctors Without Borders, titled Gaza Death Trap, accuses Israeli forces of carrying out ethnic cleansing in Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, the report stresses Israeli attacks on 2 school shelters in Gaza City, killing at least 15 Palestinians who had been forcibly displaced by the conflict. Al Jazeera's correspondent in Gaza reports that Israel is using water shortages as a tool of war by destroying the region's water infrastructure. The latest escalation follows Israeli bombings in Yemen, with a Houthi spokesman declaring the fighters are prepared for a prolonged war with Israel in support of Gaza. Since the start of the conflict on 7th of October 2023, Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 45,129 Palestinians. The United States government is on the brink of running out of money as Congress struggles to reach a funding agreement. According to the BBC, a revised spending plan by Republicans aimed at preventing a government shutdown failed in the House of Representatives on Thursday night. The bill, which needed a two-thirds majority, did not pass after 38 Republicans joined Democrats in voting against it. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump had previously blocked a deal made by U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson with Democrats. Trump's opposition came after tech billionaire Elon Musk criticized the plan. The alternative bill backed by Trump linked government funding to suspending the federal debt limit. Speaker Johnson now faces a tight deadline to resolve the issue. Now on to a sports update. The match between Nepal and Bangladesh in the Super 4 of the Women's U19 Asia Cup underway in Malaysia was unable to start in time due to rain. Although the match between Nepal and Bangladesh was scheduled to start 11:45 at the Bayumas Oval Cricket Ground in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, it was delayed due to rain. Today's match is crucial for Nepal as it could reach the final if it defeats Bangladesh. However, the match has started now and Bangladesh has won the toss and been invited to bat first. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey states new tourism policy is in final stages with focus on sector reforms. Mughli Narangad Road section to remain closed for a week during daytime from 22nd of December. And 5 people die as chemical-laden truck collides with vehicles in western state of India. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, to visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.